When God says in His Word, I withhold no good things from my children that walk upright before me. Do we not know how to walk upright before Him? Do we not know how to obey Him? But you know, if we're walking in poverty as children of the Most High God, there's something wrong with us. You're not where you should be. Now, one of the things Dave said a while ago, Dave said a word a while ago that's one of the most important words in the Word of God. And some of you probably didn't even hear him. He said, you must be submissive. You know, that's the problem. I mean, when it comes to men, when men hear the word submissive, if they ever heard it in church, this is the only thing they remember. Well, my wife's supposed to submit to me. They heard that. But when it says, and you must, as a man, must submit to God, they didn't hear that. They're not willing to love their wife like Christ loved the church. They're not willing to submit to God. But whenever, I told a man yesterday, we were out there, and one of the men and his wife came up to me with their children. And he said, Pastor, I want to tell you that a few years ago when we met your ministry saved our marriage. I thought, well, praise God. I said, tell me about it. He said, well, we weren't getting along very well. We were having problems. And he said, we decided to come out to your church when you were over in Dallas. So we went over there one time, and his wife spoke up and said, and you were preaching on wives, you must submit to your husbands. And she thought, I don't like this. So, and whenever she said that, I said, well, I looked toward her husband. I said, now I can tell you from just what she said that I guarantee you weren't submitted to God. He said, you're absolutely right, Pastor. I was not. I said, let me tell you why your wife and children are not submissive to you. Because I'm going to tell you, there ain't never been a man that does not become submissive to God. When a man's not submissive to God, God will see to it that your wife and your children are not submissive to you. You can't raise good kids and have a wife that's in love with you and is a happy woman if you ain't submitted to God as the man. So why do we have so many miserable families out there today? Because the husband is not in the Word. He's not teaching his wife and his children the Word of God. God said, husbands, first of all, he said, submit yourself to God, and then you can resist the devil. Is that what he said? He didn't say, I've heard this in lots of churches, just resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Every time I hear that, I say, you know what the words are in front of that? And most of them, well, no. I think it's James 4:7. Let's go over to James 4:7 right quick, and let's see what that says. See if I'm in the right place. James chapter 4, verse 7. That's the NLT. So humble yourself before God, then you can resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now the King James says, submit yourself to God. But that says the same thing. Humble yourself before God. Now, if you submit yourself to God, huh? Okay, there it is. Yeah, they put it up there in the King James. Submit yourself, therefore, before God, you can resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay, now if God makes this statement in his Word, men, you are to study the Word of God every day. You are to teach your children and your wife the things of God, and you are to become a living example of me to your family. Now, how many men do you know that do that? I know very few. So why do you think we have so little power in the church? Men are not able to get their prayers answered. Men are definitely not able to lay hands on the sick like Dave does. He just walked by and touched a little boy, and he got healed. He's a vessel of honor. He obeys God's Word. He is submitted to God. I mean, I live with him. I know. He is submitted to God. He is a man that teaches his children almost every day. It's got to be something. He's got to be out of town with me if he's not teaching his children or reading the Word of God to them every night. The kids know that there's going to be a time at night. Where's Daddy? It's time to read the Word. Little John told a preacher the other day, he said, my daddy reads the Bible to us every day. Hey, that's the way every daddy needs to be known, every one of us. But if you're not submitted to God, I can guarantee you, your wife will not be happy. She will not be submitted to you. And that's why we have so many divorces in the church today. How many divorces should there be in the church of the living God? None. There should be no such thing as a divorce. But when a man tells me, my wife don't submit to me, when your wife don't submit to you, the man probably 100% of the time not submitted to God. So if neither one of them are fully submitted to God, then there's rebellion in your house. And every form of witchcraft is in your house. Every form of devil is in your house. If stubbornness, which is what this is, if you're rebellious, you're not submissive, then you're not going to be able to walk in obedience to God's word, and you're not going to be able to be blessed, and people do not understand these principles. So since they don't understand these principles, Jesus and the Father and the Holy Ghost knew all these when they up there when he said, I'm going to build us an earth. Let us. He's talking, there's three of them, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us make us an earth, and let us make man in our own image and our likeness. And so they did. And boy, it took me years of my life to get a hold of this. I am a God. I am a son of God. Is that what the scripture says, girl? Are you a son of God? Is that what the scripture says? Are you a daughter of the king? Are you a little God? According to the scripture. You know, you start asking people. Oh, don't ask nobody but Christians. And then ask nice Christians, you know, good Christians, because you know them that don't come to church but once a month. They ain't going to know this at all. They ain't never heard it. But whenever somebody says, why do you act like you do? You know, why do you do what you do? They said, because I'm a God. What do you think they're going to say to you? Well, let me tell you, you don't act much like a God. You know, I heard you lying last night. I saw you out at the bar last night drinking. Or I saw you trying to make eyes at that woman. Oh, I saw you looking at that woman. She was walking away. Nobody thought she was watching, but I was. And I was watching you look at her backside. Ooh, boy, you were looking at her up and down like this. Ooh. And you call yourself a God? Is that the way gods are supposed to act? No. No. When you get a hold of who you really are, when it soaks in on you who you really are. Well, of course, first of all, you got to be a Christian. Let me ask this question. How many of you in this room know beyond a shadow of a doubt you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Let me see your hand. Okay, if you have not, you need to know Him. You know that? Do you know that anybody that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, do you know if you died today, you would burn in a flame of fire in a lake of fire of hell forever, and there's no way of getting out? I'm telling you what. I'm like E.V. Hill. Anybody ever heard of E.V. Hill? You heard of him? I mean, he was a great black preacher, wasn't he? I mean, that man's raised right down here in Texas in a log cabin. He was as poor as dirt. His mama had such great faith, she sent him off to college, and he didn't have no money or nothing. She gave him a $5 bill and said, get on that bus and ride up there, and you're going to go, and God's going to provide you and your education, and you're going to get it, because I'm going to do it by faith. I've been obedient to Him, served Him, and you children of mine are going to get a college education, and you're going to do great things for the kingdom of God. E.V. Hill said, used about half of that money to get to, I think it's Dallas or wherever it was. He come to catch the bus to go to wherever he was going to go to school. And he had almost no money. And he's standing up there in a line, and the guy is taking up, you got to have $72, I believe it was, to get on this bus. Pay your tuition for that first semester. Or you can't go. E.V. Hill said, I got 2.5 or whatever it was left. So he said, okay, God. He said, I know my mother said you're going to provide. So he comes up, and he's the next man in line. And he said, okay, every one of them had to have that money or they didn't get on that bus. And he's next. And the guy said, sir, I need your $72. And all of a sudden, before E.V. could open his mouth to come up and said, oh, he said, you're E.V. Hill? He said, yes. He said, the Lord sent me here to pay your tuition. Here's your money. And E.V. Hill became one of the greatest black preachers in the country. I mean, that guy done more good in California. I mean, until he died at an older age, E.V. Hill was a great man of God that learned to walk by faith. But his mother, I bet she didn't even know she was a God. But let me tell you what, the woman act like it. She walked holy and obedient to God's word. And when she spoke, great things happened. And she raised a man, a boy, that became a great preacher. And they didn't have nothing. But she believed her God was big enough to pay her boy's tuition to school and then use him mightily for his kingdom. And because of her faith, Evie became a great man of faith. Now, some of you may not like Evie Hill, but I like him. He was a great man of God. He used to be on TBN quite often, you know, and I heard him tell this awesome story down at one of the big churches. The pastor of that church is now deceased also, Coral Gables in Florida, Dr. James Kennedy. Dr. James Kennedy's church was, I think, Lutheran or Presbyterian or whatever it was. He was great when it comes to teaching the things of the world and what the government was doing and all this kind of stuff, but you never heard him give a salvation message. Early, never. Well, Evie Hill went down there one time, and he'd been invited to speak down there, and he gave a salvation message, and he said, you know the reason I got saved? He said, because when I heard this preacher up there, he was preaching that if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to go to hell and burn in a lake of fire. He said, when I heard him say, I'm going to burn in a lake of fire, I said, I wasn't listening, but that got my attention. And said, I'm listening to what he's saying now. If you don't even make Jesus Lord of your life, you're going to die and you're going to burn in hell forever. But if you'll come down this aisle right now and make Jesus Lord of your life, I guarantee Jesus will save you and set you on high. He said, man, I couldn't wait. He said, I jumped up and I run down there and I got saved. And the guy said, what are you getting saved for? He said, because I don't want to go to hell. Somebody said, well, he scared you into making that decision. He said, I don't care how he got it done. I ain't going to hell. And so Evie says, that's why I got saved. And he gave that invitation in Coral Gables Church. And I think half of the people in James Kennedy's church got up and come down the aisle to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I was watching it that day. God had to send a little black preacher down there to get a great message preached in that church so he could get them people in there that loved him but didn't know how to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. But he used that little preacher to do it. I don't care how God does it, as long as you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But when you realize what Jesus and the Father did for you on that cross, when Jesus and the Father and the Holy Ghost made you, he made you as a God. The Scripture says so. And then, of course, we sinned and gave this whole thing back to the devil. And then we lived in torment of the devil 4,000 years.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, You Are Children of the Most High God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.